King Milling, I'm retired, former president of the Whitney Bank, and lawyer by trade.
What is your association with coastal issues in Louisiana?
Today, I am the chairman of the Governor's Advisory Commission on Coastal Protection and Restoration. I'm a member of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. I'm a director of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Finance Corporation. I'm the president of the America's Wetland Foundation, and I'm a recent member of the board of the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation.
King, how did you become involved in these coastal issues?
Well, originally, there was a guy, and is a guy, by the name of Jim Tripp, whom I went to Deerfield with. He was a year ahead of me. And when I was practicing law, I used to see him down here in the 70s, couldn't figure out what he was doing in New Orleans. And he described these issues to me at that juncture, and I was, quite frankly, far too busy to worry about it. And I kept seeing him when I went to the bank. And finally, I had a conversation with Jim, and I got then to know Mark Davis and people like that. And we began to talk about the issue. And I had hunted a lot of ducks and geese in the past, so that I was familiar with the issue. And, of course, practicing law, I knew that we were having a deteriorating condition, as well with the bank. And I remember we talked one time, and we said, you know, the question, we were discussing the fact that I think among us, and probably others too, that it was quite apparent that the effort being undertaken then by the state and the federal government was totally inadequate. We were still losing in the neighborhood of 25 to 35 square miles a year, and that just raised the issue that something had to be done in a more large-scale, comprehensive basis. And I guess those conversations continued, and I got deeper and deeper into it. And on top of that, one day, when I knew I'd really been hooked, Mark Davis, I can't remember who else, came into my office one day without an appointment and said they had to see me, and that was fine. I was busy as hell about something. And they sat down and started telling me about what they were doing and how they were doing it. And this could have occurred before or afterwards, I don't know. But whatever, they were telling me about the birds and the bees and the fish and all this stuff. And finally I looked up and I said, look, I said, I'm busy as hell. And by the way, what you all are talking about is a bunch of foolishness. This is about losing all commerce and all navigation in Louisiana. It's about losing millions of people. I didn't know how many at the time. And I said, you know, and billions of dollars of infrastructure. And that's what this issue is about. Yeah, these other things are very important, but it's the whole thing. You got to talk about the whole thing. Now get out of here. And they started laughing.
So some bells went off, obviously.
Some bells went off.
I mean, it amazes me, even today, that given that we do have, you know, besides yourself, some pretty astute businessmen in the state, that no one else up to that point in your sphere of influence had stepped forward and said, holy smoke.
Well, I think there were some who felt that way. I think, to me, it was always a function of the fact that there's an environmental issue out here, and there is an economic and cultural issue. And it's always been my belief, even as I thought from afar of some of the environmental questions that are raised, is that generally speaking, you know, these struggles that occur between the environment on the one hand and corporations on the other, there is a middle ground. Because one generally impacts the other, even if they don't want to understand it. And so I guess from that story, I was ready to deal with it. And, of course, the fact of the matter is, you know, one time, once you get too deep into this thing, you got the alligator by the tail, and if you let him go, he's going to turn around and bite the hell out of you. So I was hooked.
Did any of your
My
friends...
My wife says I'm still hooked.
There was a conference. You gave a speech. I wrote a column about it at the time.
It was in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, it was in Baton Rouge.
That's the first speech I ever made.
And
that was a Brown Marsh speech.
Okay, it was directed at these businessmen, and you were basically saying this is more than just an environmental issue. And, you know, you need a healthy environment to have a healthy business in this area. So what was the reaction of your... You were still working at the bank then.
That's right.
What was your reaction?
That was early. That was 2000, I think.
Yeah. What was the reaction from other businessmen at the time? Did they think you had gone green on them?
No, I never heard that. But, you know, if you think about businessmen who are in business, their business is to do their work, to perform a function. Mm-hmm. And it is sometimes, I mean, that's with a good one, that's about 100% of their time and effort, for God's sake. And it's some of them have an interest in the other issues. But I think you've got to, it is somewhat rare for them to kind of step out, mm-hmm. and because they don't know the implications of it, they know how to deal with it. I think that over time they've become more and more convinced that these issues are the ones that have to be dealt with. So, I mean, it's not a question of them jumping up and down and saying, this is what we got to do. If they just remain quiet for some time, that's almost as good. and that's proven to be the case.
If you were a doctor and the Southeast Louisiana coast was your patient, mm-hmm. what condition would you describe the patient to be in?
Oh, boy. We don't... respirator.
Respirator. So now, past critical.
Well, it is, and that's maybe that's too harsh, because I do think we can do some major things. But I mean, so much of the damage has been done, and we're in a position now where, and the master plan clearly establishes it, that we've got to do dramatic things to handle the implications of a damaging factor that has been inherent in our operation here for 80 years. And you just don't... The sooner we begin to deal with these long-term issues, the sooner we will be able to see the beginnings of recovery. And even so, that recovery may not really mark itself truthfully until 20, 30 years down the road, but you got to be there. You got to... You know, we've got to... After all, the Mississippi River made us. The sediment and fresh water and nutrients was what created this massive ecosystem out there that has protected everybody in this part of the world for years and years. And we're losing it.